Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than 1 week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of approximately $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are investing in gold and Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. That is x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have two returning guests. We have General Flynn and Clay Clark, and I am very happy to have them both on the X22 Report Spotlight. Clay, General Flynn, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Hey, Clay, how you doing? And Dave, this is great on X22. It's great to be back.
Hey, thanks for being back. And thank you, Clay, for coming back on. And I mean, I just wanted to get your take on, we'll start off with the economy and what's going on here, because we could see that Biden, he vetoed the ESG ban on ESG investments. We see the economy tanking. We see inflation moving up. And we could see that they're trying to move towards, I think we all know this now, the central bank digital currency. And we're seeing bank failures where they're starting to nationalize the banks. General Flynn, if you want to go first, what's your take on what's happening and where do you think we're going with all of this?
Well, first, I think that the, we can look here at home first and look at these banks that collapsed. And they're being, recovered by our government instead of holding these people accountable for just poor business skills, banking skills at these banks. But what the bigger picture is that there's this shift towards the globalization economy, and the globalization economy means this move towards this central bank digital currency system. And this is a globalist system of basically for the financial system of the world, And what it will cause to happen, it will cause a move toward the larger banks that cannot fail, right? The big banks in the United States of America, and frankly, those that do global banking. So there's going to be a continuation of this elimination of small banks, mid-sized banks, and this move towards the large banking systems that run basically the global economy. And I won't go into the names of those banks, but everybody knows who they are. And that's really what is happening. So I, you know, my guess, and I've been saying this for a while, that 2023 is going to be this gigantic financial reset. And, you know, when we talk about the corporate world and where the corporate world does its banking, you know, we're probably talking about, let's just say 1,000 corporations around the world, principally here in the United States, and they certainly all do business in the United States. And where do they do their banking, right? So those corporations, our country, our government, our current administration is not going to let those large corporations fail, particularly if they're U.S. corporations, and they're not going to let the large banks fail. Look at what they just did with these, you know, the accountability or lack of it for the people that are running these mid-sized banks. In this case, you know, mid-sized, you know, it's still hundreds of billions of dollars, but actually it's, those are smaller banks. They're not in the top 10, top 20. The second part of this equation, you know, because the outcome, what it equals a decline of the United States system of government and certainly our financial system. But the other side of the equation, the other part of the equation is what just recently happened between China and Russia. I mean, these two countries, which represent a large population of the planet, and two of the most powerful communist countries on the planet, they just signed the largest economic, military, and frankly, what also looks like some kind of sporting arrangement for sporting competitions going forward. But huge trade agreement by China and Russia just in the last 24 hours. And I think that those two components, you know, what does it all equal? It all equals a continued decline of the United States of America under this administration. And until we get strong leadership back in power, which I don't know how we're going to get there with the election system that we have, but we can talk about that next maybe. But until the United States of America rises back to the top of the economic ladder globally, we're going to continue to see a decline of the United States, and we're going to continue to see a shift towards this central bank digital currency, because that's what this administration currently wants. They want to move this country down this path towards, sort of an American form of socialism. And there are Marxists who are currently in charge of elements of our government that are moving us along that path. So I hate to be all negative on your show here, Dave, but that's the reality. And at the head of that, all that, is this organization called the World Economic Forum. We have to stop kidding ourselves and quit listening to these fake people that are out there in the media telling us otherwise. And these fake politicians who think that, oh no, this is just a political cycle, and you know, we're going to get them back the next election, you know, once we get rid of Trump. It's such a lie. It's such a deception. It's such propaganda. And that's where we're at. And, you know, people can listen to me or not. They can take it for what it's worth. Go study it yourselves, folks. And you tell me if I'm wrong.
I don't think it's bad news. I think it's news that people need to hear and understand, so this way they can make a logical decision moving forward. So if they don't have this information, you wouldn't know that this was happening. So I think it's very important to put this out there. I mean, Clay, do you have anything you want to add to this?
Yeah, I want to introduce this idea. There's a little clip, but I want people, I'm going to play it twice. So it's almost like I'm your X22 DJ, okay? So yeah. I'm going to play this, and I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to play it again. I want people to really listen. This is Klaus Schwab and Xi having a discussion, and I want people to really ask the question, what is Xi talking about here? Listen to this, folks. Here we go.
China has made significant economic and social achievements under your leadership.
This is Klaus.
In the first three quarters of 2021.
I speak Schwab, that's quarters. Okay, here we go.
China's economy grew by over 9%. You have achieved a historic goal to become a moderately prosperous society in all respects. Mr. President,
So we could say Schwab is pro-Xi, pro-China. He's excited. He's celebrating them. Now, here comes Xi. Listen to this.
Only echo your remarks in 2017 that mankind has made progress by surmounting difficulties. And when encountering difficulties, we should join hands and rise to the challenge.
I believe this
is the best time for leaders to come together and work jointly for the world to become more inclusive, more sustainable, and more prosperous.
Now hang in there, folks. Here it goes.
We now welcome His Excellency Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China.
尊敬的施瓦布主席,
Professor Klaus Schwab, ladies and gentlemen, friends, greetings to you all. It is my pleasure to attend this virtual session of the World Economic Forum.
Hang in there, folks. Here it goes.
In 2 weeks' time, China will celebrate the advent of spring in the Lunar New Year, the Year of the Tiger.
Year of the Tiger.
In Chinese culture, tiger symbolizes bravery and strength, as the Chinese people often refer to spirited dragon and dynamic tiger, or soaring dragon and leaping tiger. To meet the severe challenges facing humanity, we must add wings to the tiger and act with the courage and strength of the tiger.
Add wings to the tiger.
Overcome all obstacles on our way forward. Last year, the Communist Party of China celebrated the 100th anniversary of its founding. Through a century of tenacious struggle, the CPC has rallied and led the Chinese people in accomplishing...
And he goes on to talk about how this is the year to add wings to the tiger. So what is he saying?
Yeah, what does
excited.
That mean?
This is a 100-year plan. General Flynn, he's saying add wings to the tiger. I don't know what he means by that. I would love to get your thoughts.
Well, you know, I mean, the 100-year plan, it goes from 1949 to 2049. That's 100 years. And they are on an accelerated pace to achieve that. I mean, wings to the tiger. I don't know if you have the picture of the symbol, the statue outside the United Nations. That gives wings to a tiger. It's it's a pretty sick analogy, but that's the analogy I'll use. The wings to the statue outside in front of the United Nations that was just put up. That statue was just put up. So, you know, one of the other things too, I think for people to understand is that because there's all these isms, these names going around like fascism, communism, socialism, Marxism, they're all the same form of dictatorship at the end of the day. Basically, it's a system that enslaves its people to take more power, to assume more power and to assume more wealth. When you say to yourself, well, why, these people have so much power and wealth already. Why do they, you know, what is it that they want more of? Well, they want more power, particularly power. And they definitely want more wealth of, you know, they want more of your wealth. So when a guy like Schwab, who is essentially, he comes out of the school of fascism, and a guy like Xi, who is, who is basically the leader of the largest communist nation on the planet in the history of the world, frankly, why are those two isms suddenly, you know, warming up to each other? And that's because they have a view of globalism, right? Globalism being where the elites, the global elite, are the ones that will dominate the world. And those, you know, the rest of us slobs, you know, will own nothing and be happy, according to Klaus Schwab. So I don't want people to, you know, because I see all this stuff on social media, Dave, where people go, hey, I didn't know what you're talking about. You know, fascism isn't the same as socialism, isn't the same as communism. Hey, it's all the same when it comes down to who's in charge and who are the slaves. When we start to look at the last 100 years, so to talk back to the 100-year plan, when we start looking at the last 100 years of slavery and of these isms that I just talked about, you can mention, go by name, Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, Mao Zedong. I mean, and there are many, many others that existed, but those are four names right there that probably ended up exterminating close to 150 million of their own people you know, and this is only in the last, you know, 100 years, right? This is 2023. When you go back to Joe Stalin, you know, when he took over from the Bolshevik Revolution all the way through World War II, you know, the days of a Pol Pot, et cetera, China. I mean, these are people that are brutal. These are brutal. These are brutal regimes. And what has happened is our current administration, but that current administration started way back. It started back in the really in the late 70s. It got interrupted by the Reagan administration for a short time, 8 years, and then it started up again, the New World Order. And I would say, you know, the Bushes were part of the New World Order. And then you go into the Clintons, and then you go into George Bush, and we go to perpetual war. We're back to perpetual war instead of peace. And then you go through the Obama administration, which you say to yourself, where did this guy come from? And as in Obama's words, we're going to fundamentally change, you know, America. And that's where we're at right now. So the theft of the U.S. election in 2020, the egregious behavior and theft of many of our elections in 2022. And here we are, folks, we're, you know, where it's like, you know, I saw something on social media today that said, you know, talking about the war in Ukraine. And, you know, this, whoever the meme, whatever the meme was, it said, hey, all you 81 million voters who voted for this current regime in Washington, D.C., why don't you go to fight in the Ukraine, right? All 81 million. Where are they? Where are the, is that 81 million people? I don't see anybody wearing Build Back Better baseball hats. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And it's, and again, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm trying to be, real here, because the real thing is that this shit that I'm just talking about, Dave, this actually exists. This stuff is going on. And all people have to do is go listen to the speeches given by Putin and by Xi today. Okay. And you tell me that the United States of America is now not taking a backseat to the two largest communist countries on the planet that I spent a third of my military career preparing to fight on the plains of Europe against the rise of communism, right, in the Cold War. And here we have another war that we are involved in, World War III, as it stands, primarily a war of narratives. But that war of narratives includes economic conditions, a rising economic condition that the United States, you know, should be able to bear the weight of, but through the horrendous policies, foreign policy, economic policies of this current administration being handled, you know, come like a marionette by the Obama. This is the Obama third term, right? This is what everybody believes. This is Obama's third term.
Oh, it is.
And he's totally, totally. I mean, how can this administration say anything but, or the Biden family say anything but they're compromised by China, by Russia, by Ukraine? I mean, this is insane. But, you know, I've been spending the last 5, 6, 7, 10 years of my life trying to get people to understand that the weaponization of different parts of our government is real. And I've been saying that since 2012. I've actually been saying it since, if you go back and people really examine my career, you go back to the days when I was fighting in Afghanistan against radical Islamists, you know, and talking about the weaponization of the intelligence community, the politicization of the intelligence community. Now it's the entire justice system. It's the entire judiciary. I mean, I could go on and on, but when you say it enough, I hope that people start to believe it. And, you know, and I was out hiking earlier today saying that, you know, for those idiots that are continuing to watch CNN, and that's all they watch, and I'm sorry to have to call them idiots, but if you're only listening to that one news outlet, you're going to think that everything is fine. And I'm here to tell you, I do flip to CNN once in a while. I do flip to MSNBC because I want to see what they're talking about. You know, I just want people to understand that this is real. The rise and fall of nation states is a very real thing. And people need to start to understand, where is the United States on that spectrum?
Yeah, I want to go back to what you said, like when you mentioned the wings on a tiger. You're right about that, because when I looked it up, it said taking something that is already powerful and making it even more so. So I think that's what President Xi was saying. We're going to take what we have and make it even more powerful. And with Biden, yeah, he didn't get the 81 million votes. He got 81 million ballots. And that's why you don't see people walking around with Build Back Better, because those people don't exist. And you don't see any of that. But you did mention something very interesting about war. Unless you want to say something first, Clay, before I go to my next question.
Well, I want to interject one thing. Sure. The one thing about General Flynn that why I encourage everyone to go to his website, generalflynn.com, and get his book on fifth generation warfare is because the media, General Flynn mentioned the word idiot. An idiot is a person that really struggles to use logic. That's what that means. Okay. It's a mental condition where they struggle to use logic or critical thinking. The media wants us to become petty idiots. What does the word petty mean? Focusing on things of little importance. That's what they want us to do, is become petty idiots that focus on things that are not of big importance. And what General Flynn is doing with his new book and with his podcast and the interviews he does, he's explaining the big picture for people. And I want to play this because this is a little clip here, and it's not motivational. So if you're wanting to go to listen to this before bed, you get. But this is the top advisor, okay, for Klaus Schwab. And this is him in his own words telling you, telling me, telling us out loud the big picture, what he intends on doing. So this is Yuval Noah Harari. I want people to really listen to their plan, okay? Listen to what he's saying here.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. We want to stop this epidemic. We need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin. What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. We now see mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries, which previously rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin.
Okay, so you just heard him say it three times, surveillance under the skin. So I'm going to just give people a lot of facts real quick, okay? Everybody do a Google search right now for MIT CBDCs. MIT developed these CBDCs. Look it up, MIT CBDCs. MIT also developed the quantum dot. What? Look it up, folks. Type in MIT quantum dot. The quantum dot is a technology that allows you to store a person's financial and medical records under their skin. Now, everybody look it up. Type in quant network. The name of the new CBDC technology they're introducing is called Quant. The CEO of the company, his name is Gilbert Verdean. It's called Quant.network. So the idea they want to do is they want to make, who's they? Klaus Schwab, who's they? Xi. They want to introduce a new system where you can't buy or sell unless you have surveillance under the skin. And they want to introduce the new BRICS CBDCs. That's BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, now Saudi Arabia, Iran, Venezuela. And this bank, the BRICS bank, is called the NDB Bank, the New Development Bank. And it's based in Shanghai. So this is their plan. And so right now, the final little clip I wanted to play, this is a man by the name of Eric Stackelbeck. I've never met him, but he's a very realistic news source. He has a show called The Watchman with Eric Stackelbeck. He reported this 72 hours ago. Listen to this.
We've been telling you about an alliance of four nations that I call the Gathering Storm Coalition. China, Iran, Russia, and North Korea have united together against the West, and three charter members of that Gathering Storm Coalition have gathered together this week in the Middle East for major joint military drills.
So while that's happening over there, guess what? Guess who's leading the largest protest in the history of Israel and demanding the removal of Benjamin Netanyahu? Yuval Noah Harari. And guess what they're doing in America? We're now talking about arresting President Trump, truthed out, that he believes he'll be arrested here. So right now, at the very time that China, Iran, and Russia are gathering around militarily, we're told, don't look over here, look over here. And what they're doing is they are talking about in Israel, Yuval Noah Harari is hosting these massive protests trying to demand for the removal of Benjamin Netanyahu. And in America, you have the radical left is trying to remove President Donald J. Trump. These are two people standing up for freedom. So they're trying to remove the leaders of the free world. And that's what's happening right now. I just want people to understand, I'm not saying surveillance under the skin. This guy is saying surveillance under the skin. And this guy is Yuval Noah Harari, top advisor for Klaus Schwab, praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, and Harvard. And I'm pretty sure the X-22 report does not endorse Yuval
Noah. No, not at all. I mean, General Flynn, does this mean, as they're pushing this, I know they're talking about the arrest of President Trump, are they losing the information war? And is that why they're pushing for the arrest?
Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust, founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. 3 bank runs in less than 1 week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of approximately $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are investing in gold and Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. That is x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Going to war because the information that they're putting out, the people are no longer, you know, believing this, because we see the ratings of the mainstream media. They're dropping like a rock. I mean, they're losing their listeners. So what do you think about that?
So, well, first of all, you know, again, you've got to put things, the world is a very small world. It was a very small planet. And there's, you know, and it has gotten much smaller because of the speed and the access to information. So if the administration and the, you know, those powers that be want to keep the sort of eyes off of what is truly important to the world, which is what's happening, frankly, over in Russia and Eastern Europe today, which is really what's truly important to the world. That's why I keep going back to this humongous trade deal that they just signed off on. And so all of that, you know, with Xi's visit to Russia, right? Xi made a statement before he went. He's there now. This is a big, big deal. You still there? Am I still there?
Yes, you're still here.
I can hear you, sir.
Yeah, okay. So this is a big deal. And so what happened over the weekend? They you know, all of a sudden Trump finds out he's going to get arrested, by this crazy DA in New York. Well, this is going to stay in the media for a long time. And as I'm listening to what's going on over in Europe and over in Russia, I'm flipping to CNN, I'm flipping to MSNBC, I'm flipping to Fox just to see what they're talking about. What are they talking about? They're talking about, you know, Stormy Daniels. I mean, how ridiculous, how stupid can we be to be, you know, for as Americans to think that this is what's truly important? And believe me, this is not the end for Trump. It's going to be this. It's going to be the Georgia a Fulton County DA case that's going on down there. It's going to be this Jack Smith, the special counsel Jack Smith for J6 and the whatever classified documents they found at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, this stuff is just going to continue to go on and on and on. And their purpose, I actually do believe that their purpose is just to beat Trump up so badly that either he says, "I give, and I don't need this crap anymore," or the American people just get so tired of it, they just say, "I'm going to tune out," like they did, you know, decades ago, and say, you know, you tune in and you tune out. Mm. And I think a lot of Americans are starting to tune out. I think they really are. I think people are just so sick of it that they don't want to hear about it anymore. But yet we're being told, and we just spent, we just wasted $110 billion, maybe $120 billion over in Ukraine. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about the Chinese military age men now that are crossing, that are crossing our southern border. Chinese military age men. There was a short clip from Fox News the other day, and Jenkins, I think the guy, the reporter was Jenkins, and he was reporting on Chinese military age men crossing the southern border of the United States of America. I mean, we're over 100,000 people now dead. Maybe it's probably closer to 200,000 people dead in this country, dead from fentanyl. I mean, our education system is abysmal. It's abysmal. All of the problems that we have in this country, and what is the big media talking about? They're talking about Trump and, you know, a New York district attorney and some, you know, and whatever. I don't even want to say.
I think we're, for some reason, we're losing you once again.
So disgusting. It's because my phone is dying. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
My phone is dying. I'm probably down to 9%. I probably have said enough. So Dave, I just want to let you know that, you know, we've got to keep, you know, the American people informed about what is really happening. And then the American people, and as you know, as Clay and I have talked a lot about, put the information out there, show them where to go read it, and then tell the American people, don't listen to us. Go read it and do your own damn research. And then figure out what you need to do to get involved. And I have used this phrase, you know, for a couple of years now. Local action has a national impact, because most people can't debate with the people in Washington, D.C. I'm willing to do that. You know, most people don't understand what's happening at an international level, but most people can get involved in their communities. And that's what I want people to get involved in, is that's how we overcome this craziness, because this is a takeover of our country by a very small group. And they're Marxists. They are Marxists, and they are in our government. And they are in the woke corporate world, and they are.
Yeah, I think we're losing you again.
Academic institutions, and they have made a decision that. I'm sorry. Okay, I probably go.
Thank you for being on, but I just wanted to say that.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us? Can you hear us now?
I can hear you, Dave.
Yeah, I can. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I think and this reminds me of, I don't know if you ever saw the cartoon, but Bug's Life. It reminds me of Bug's Life when the ants finally realized that there was a lot more of the ants than there were grasshoppers. And all of a sudden.
I love that show.
Yeah. And they all of a sudden they came to the realization. I think what's happening now, I think people are coming to the realization because of everything that they're seeing now. And I think that people, I even know certain Democrats who actually came up to me and said, I made a mistake voting for Biden, which I was completely shocked.
And I've had that too. I've my video. Because I'm probably doing my phone because of it, but so I'm on audio. But I love that movie and that show, and I do agree, because I've had a lot of people come to me, you know, on the streets when I'm walking around and, you know, getting gas in my car or just at a shopping store. People come up to me and go, "Please keep doing what you're doing." And I stop and ask them. I said, do you mind talking to me about what you stand? And they would tell me that. They would say, you know, I've always been a Democrat. I've always voted this way. But he said, I'm so afraid. I'm afraid. People are afraid.
Yeah, people are afraid.
I don't want people to be afraid. I want people to stand up.
Well, yeah, I think that's one thing that happens, is that when people see what's happening, like the economy falling apart, losing your job, you know, losing your savings, you know, the talk of war. I think this is, you know, people get afraid, and then fear pushes you to another place where you can actually say, okay, enough's enough. I had enough of all of this, and we have to do something. And I think that's what we're seeing right now throughout this nation. I think people are starting to rise up. And I mean, I know Trump back in 2020 probably got 81 million votes. I wouldn't be surprised if it was 120 or 150 million at this point, what's going on in this country. So I think we're on the right track here. I think we're moving in the right direction. And I think people are waking up.
I want governors so. So let me finish with this, because I know we were going to stay longer, but I want governors and I want states legislatures, because that's where real power exists, according to our Constitution. And I want governors to do more. I want our Republicans, especially the Republican governors, to do more. I mean, if they don't recognize that we are losing this country, we're losing the shine, we're losing the light, we're losing the truth, and we're losing that part of it. If we don't have governors and states legislatures, and I know that there's some states legislature, Clay's in one state right now where they're fighting back on this CBDC, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And that's important. So I want these governors to really start to realize that this is, you know, get your egos and stick them in your back pocket and start realizing that this is about the future of the United States of America. And, you know, I mean, I want our Constitution to be followed, and don't count on the Department of Justice, at least those that are in charge of it right now, to follow the Constitution. They are seeking convictions and mm-hmm. not the truth. And that emanates all the way down into the entire justice system. Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah. Clay, do you have any final words?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, if anybody goes to timetofreeamerica.com, and Dave, you know this because you've attended a Reawaken mm-hmm. America tour event, yep. you've seen it. What I'm seeing right now is it just happened this morning. I talked to a business owner, a longtime client of mine, and he told me, Clay, I'm having to start to talk about politics with my clients. And I said, why? And this guy's a home builder up in the upper Midwest in the Michigan area. He says, because the cost of goods is going up so much, and I have to explain this to people when I'm renovating their home. I have to tell them, because of hyperinflation, I'm going to have to give you a bid, and we're going to have to revisit the cost of materials every 2 weeks. And he goes, I'm terrified to bring up politics because people don't want to talk about it. And he said, as I'm bringing it up and I'm giving people bids, they're asking me, well, why are we having hyperinflation? And he says, well, they're trying to introduce CBDC, and it's the intentional destruction of the U.S. system. And they're going, who's they? And he's like, well, Klaus Schwab. And so all I'm saying is we're at a point now where politics is right in our face.
Yeah.
And if anybody goes to timetofreeamerica.com, we're going to be taking the Reawaken America tour to Trump, Doral, and Miami, Florida. Last night we did a prayer call with President Trump. And I'm telling you, the patriots are understanding that the Reawaken America tour and the America First movement, these are the two movements where they're sharing the unapologetic truth about what made this country great. And now we're having all of President Trump's inner circle are joining us. You have General Flynn. You have Cash Patel. You have Eric Trump. You have Peter Navarro is going to be there. The lineup is next level. We have
Devin Nunes.
Yeah, Devin Nunes is going to be there. The co-founder of Truth Social with President Trump. He's the CEO. All these people are going to be there. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, many of Thomas Renz, so many people that have been on your show. And if you're listening out there today, folks, we have just under 700 tickets left as of right now. And if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, and if you mention you heard about the Reawaken America tour per the X22 show, we won't charge you more. No. If you tell us the X22, we won't charge you more. We will enter you in for a chance to win a backstage pass so you can meet these people. And Dave, I will tell you, these people are the real deal behind the scenes. And we have scholarship pricing to make these events affordable for everybody. So everybody, don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. We've got to get together. We've got to unite. We've got to share the truth in the air, everywhere. And the best place to do it is at the Reawaken America Tour, Miami, Florida, in May. You can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. And because we're at a Trump property, we're all going to be able to stay together, Dave. So a lot of these globalist hotels, these globalist hotel chains, don't want us all staying together. But the Trump facility, the Trump Doral, has been working with us. It's going to be awesome. Just under 700 tickets remaining. And again, you can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video to make it a lot easier for people to just click right over and get those tickets. General Flynn, Clay Clark, I want to thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. And by the way, General Flynn, how can people get your new book?
You can go to generalflynn.com and order a copy of The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. It's mandatory reading now, based on everything that we're going through.
I agree with you. Once again, thank you guys for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. God bless.
Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com.
Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than 1 week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of approximately $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are investing in gold and Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. That is x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind.